Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and I have a great guest in store for you today. I have Zodi Mars with me, and Zodi is a passionate entrepreneur like you, a mommy of four, and a certified health coach that is here to teach women entrepreneurs how to fuel their body the right way. Also, that they can have more energy to make a big impact in the world with their business and passion. She shares what she's learned from her own experience over the last 10 years and from some of the best and from some of the best teachers in the country while she was earning her health coach certification. It is my pleasure to welcome Zodi to our call today.
Hi, Belinda. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes, absolutely. So, Zodi, why don't you just start out and sort of fill in some of the gaps from this bio? Tell us a little bit more about yourself and, more importantly, your journey, you know, how you got to doing what you're doing today and working from your happy place. How's that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So about 10 years ago, I created an activewear line. And I like to say that I created the activewear line before leggings were popular. You know, everything was black, leggings were boring, and I just came up with this idea, and I started an activewear line. I was designing every single piece in the collection. I started sewing everything myself before, you know, I scaled the business. But I was growing this activewear line. My kids were under three, and I felt like I had no time for myself. I was overwhelmed and tired. I had no energy. I was moody and overwhelmed. And that's when I realized that I had to make a change. You know, I was involved in the fitness industry through my clothing line. So I was around athletes all the time and, you know, all of this fitness world. So I realized that I had to do something. And when I started making small changes in the way I was eating and the way I was thinking, my whole life changed.
Wow, that's incredible. So then what, you said you were on a 10-year kind of learning journey, and then when did you start your business as you have it today?
Well, it's been a transition. About 2 years ago, I felt like I was craving something different. Like my passion had shifted. You know, I love my outdoor business, but deep inside, I was feeling like I needed to make a bigger impact. And I was literally obsessed with this health and wellness world. And so I enrolled myself into health coaching school. And, you know, it like I said, it's been a journey of 10 years. So this is something I've been putting in practice for, you know, the last decade, the way I eat, the way I exercise, the way I think. And then I went and got my certification, and it was almost like an affirmation that, you know, everything that I've been putting in practice for the last 10 years was the right thing. So I wanted to share this with other women entrepreneurs, because I know that entrepreneurship can be hard and stressful, but it doesn't have to be that way. You know, we can really nurture ourselves and to make sure that we put ourselves first, we are a priority, and then that way we can serve others better.
Very good. So how then, based on when you had your activewear line and then you do this journey, how's the business shaped your lifestyle today? What's different about your life today?
Well, the activewear line is actually, we're closing, you know, that chapter this year.
Okay.
Because, and let me tell you, that was another thing that I would like to share, that it was hard for me to let that go.
I bet.
It was my identity for 10 years. I thought I was the activewear line, you know, and I just couldn't let it go. And I had this other passion that it was inside me and it was bursting because I really wanted to share this wellness journey. But at the same time, I was colliding with, you know, my business. This is my business. This is who I am. until I realized I am not a clothing line. You know, I am myself, and I had realized that my passion and my purpose had changed. It's like I'm in a different season in my life now. But to answer your question, you know, it has shaped my life. You know, having a business, I've always loved having a business because it gave me freedom. Having a small children, it was important to me to be around for them. To, you know, if there is a field trip or any other activity, I wanted to be part of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to tell you, you know, there was not sleepless nights or, you know, sometimes I had to work over the weekends. But at the same time, I felt like I had a degree of freedom.
Great. Well, what do you think that you have identified? If you sit down and think sort of like, what's your superpower? Or what is it that is some of your greatest skill sets that you have that have really helped you to be successful, even in both of the businesses for that matter, because it does take a certain amount of skill sets that we have that end up like so forging us ahead no matter what we're doing.
Yes, I always been a very positive person. So always looking at the bright side, you know, everything, we can always find a solution. Again, having a business can be very stressful, but we have to overcome that stress and realize that it's going to be okay. We can find a solution and just take ownership, you know, and when you have failures, because we will have failures. We are going to have failures. Don't beat yourself so bad. I see them as learning, you know, part of the learning process. So it's okay. Always keep your chin up and just keep looking forward and moving forward. You know, one foot in front of the other. Just keep moving and things will appear. Things will, you know, solutions will come up. Mm-hmm. But you cannot just freeze and, you know, think that the world is over. You just got to keep moving and, you know, praying, and things will, you will find a solution for things.
Okay. Well, that is a good thing to have a positive attitude, isn't it?
Absolutely. 100%.
Right. So what's one of your more outstanding accomplishments that you're really proud of?
Well, I think that building a business itself, And sometimes we get caught up in the, you know, what's next? But sometimes we have to look back and realize that just building that business is a huge accomplishment. Now, with my activewear line, I was always very proud to say that, you know, the clothing line has been featured in several magazines, fitness magazines on the cover. They will contact me, put my clothing on the cover. So that I was always very proud because I feel like I was validated. Mm-hmm. You know, they will call me and ask me for my clothing for fitness spreads, exercise spreads, and, you know, in an ocean of lines, you know, when they picked mine, I always felt really proud. But again, just having a business, I think it's a big, big accomplishment.
Absolutely. So what is a challenge that you have faced, and then how have you worked through that?
Well, I faced many challenges. The clothing business, there's a lot of moving parts. You know, if you're having the clothes made overseas or in here, you know, you are always depending on other people making your product. And many things can go wrong. But you just got to keep moving and overcome those issues. Now, I always, my clothing line, I always sold it through my e-commerce. It was an e-commerce business, 100% online. And the online business changes so quickly. So if I can give the listeners an advice, is that you have to keep moving. You have to know what's going on in the online space because you can get stale really easily. Like, for example, when I started, I was getting customers through Twitter. And this was back when Twitter was just starting. So it was easier to have conversations with other fitness experts. And now it's just overwhelming to be in that platform. And I don't think this platform is no longer a place for that. Then, you know, we were on Facebook, and we will do a post and get you know, many, many likes, shares, comments, then, you know, that changed completely overnight when they changed their algorithm. And then instead of, you know, crying about it, we just, okay, what's next? What's next was now it's paid. You have to pay if you want to see your post, if you want to show your post, your customers.
Right.
So it's always adapting. So I think that will be what I will say, adapting and just keep moving. Because especially if you are in the online space, things move fast. And what platform, you know, maybe was popular today and tomorrow, there's something else. Then the next day and the next year, something else. So just keep moving. And, you know, of course, taking in consideration what works for your business.
I think that's very good advice. I have found the same thing myself. Not having done a lot online and then finally deciding, okay, I need to switch to online. And then every time I feel like I've just barely got a grasp on it, it completely changes again. And So I think that that's really good advice, because I think had someone said, don't get too comfortable here, like it's going to change every, and I think it changes every, like it seems like it changes every few months now, you know, like it's 6 months, it's changed again. And I think that's the hardest thing for people online, even in the space where we're coaching people, is they're like, well, it used to be so easy and now it's really hard. And I think that people have a hard time adapting to the change online that happens as quickly as it does, to constantly be looking ahead. And I think what you gave as advice of be willing to change and also be willing to look three steps ahead of it if you possibly can.
Exactly. And don't just get caught up, because I see a lot of people that still complains, Well, why aren't my posts being seen by anyone? Well, because that is just the way it is now. Stop dwelling and just find a solution, move forward, and you will be okay.
I know, but it's hard. Whew. Okay, so let's talk about what working from your happy place means to you.
Well, working from my happy place means exactly that. You know, I think just being passionate about what you do, it's very important. Because if you're not passionate, if you're not inspired, you're going to dread getting up and doing what you have to do. And I understand not every day is going to be, you know, rainbows and butterflies. Sometimes we have to do the hard stuff, but we do it because we're passionate about what we're doing. So whether it's in your life, personal life, or in your job, just doing the things that you love, learning to say no to others in order to say yes to you. And I'm sure you see this a lot, Belinda, where you have to say no because you have to stay focused and do what makes you happy. Again, this doesn't mean that I'm not going to do the stuff that I'm supposed to do and it's not, you know, what I love to do, but it's within your business. But having that overall vision of doing something that you are truly passionate about, it's very important to me. And the same thing with my life, just having a balance, you know, being present for my kids and my family, it's very important. And I'm not going to tell you that it's easy, but you have to make the effort. Put the phone down, you know, be present for the kids, for your husband, for your family. Take the time to cook meals. That's something I always strive to do, and I try to do an order, because that way everyone is happy. We're all happy. We're nurturing our bodies with, you know, the right food, the right mindset. And it just makes it a happy life, living from your happy.
Very good. So what advice would you give to others that are saying, okay, because obviously, and you're even saying you kind of started your new business, so there was a transition, and you're living basically, it sounds like, in two spaces right now. You still have the activewear line that is coming to an end, but you've been very successful in this other space as well. But what advice would you give to others wanting to be an entrepreneur, and especially maybe someone who's got a fairly successful business going that they've done for a while, but maybe it's not bringing them that passion or joy as much as it was? And how do you transition from one thing that you're doing to finding that thing that you may enjoy doing, and then actually making the transition so that financially, time-wise, everything goes into that in making that be successful. So what advice would you have to give?
Absolutely. As I said before, just take that first step. When you take that first step, you are going to see everything different. You will gain clarity. And I know it's hard when you're transitioning from one business to the next, because you have to start over. Okay. I had to do things I had not done in 10 years. And it's like, you don't want to do this again, but you have to do it in order to, you have to make the leap, basically. And taking action is going to bring clarity. It's going to be hard to detach from that old business, you know, that it was bringing you income, but that is no longer bringing you happiness. So I feel like you always have to keep moving and just take a chance. Again, I know it can be hard for move from one business to the other, but if that business is no longer bringing you happiness and you pray about it, and then you know that this new business is this new thing, this fire within you, then you have to start taking the steps to close the door on one and start opening the door for the next one. Always, I think that having a mentor, it's very important. And I know I didn't mention about that before, but someone to hold you accountable, someone that can show you the things that are possible, because sometimes we have tunnel vision and we forget that there are many parts, moving parts, and we need somebody else's advice. So having a coach is super important also to, you know, in this entrepreneurship journey.
I could not agree more. I think having a coach is really good, but I also think finding just even a mastermind group that you can, you know, listen to other people that are kind of in the same, on the same timeline of the journey that you are. And I think that for masterminds, and that was a challenge for myself, is I would always end up being one of the people that was contributing more to the mastermind than anyone else.
I've
been through that now so many times, to the point where I'm like, and no, I'm not joining another one. And but my husband is in a mastermind group that he loves. Like, it's just bringing him just so much energy in his space. He's an audio engineer, and he's with all these other audio engineers and people that are doing those things and how to further their business. And so I think it's really important to find, when you are searching for a mastermind group, is to find a group that are similar in the journey space that you are. That's probably one of the most important criteria.
Yes, I agree with you, because if you are the most intelligent person in the room, you are in the wrong room, right?
Correct.
So yeah, just find other entrepreneurs that are in the same journey, in the same part of that journey with you.
Great. So what are some exciting things that you're working on right now that you think your listeners might benefit from? And then also tell our listeners where they can find you. How can they connect with you?
Absolutely. So I am super excited because I am opening my the Wellness Success Academy program in January. So I've been working on that for months, and I cannot wait to share it with everybody. In the Wellness Success Academy, we share 6 pillars to wellness success, and that is food, exercise, sleep, mindset, your purpose in life, and your relationships. So we touch on all of them because I believe that they all have to work together. And we're never going to be perfect in all of them, but we have to be aware of them. So that's what's happening here soon, next month. And also, I am in social media under Zodi Mars. My website is my first name, and that's spelled a little different. It's zeudy.com. And then you can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at Zodi Mars.
Very good. Well, Zodi, thank you so much for joining us today and imparting your inspiration as well as wisdom with our listeners today. And I would just like to remind all of our listeners that if you enjoy the show, enjoy what you heard today, please subscribe to Work From Your Happy Place, because that will allow you to never miss a single episode. And we appreciate it here because it's important for us. Subscribers are probably one of the most important things to podcasters. We appreciate every single one of you, and we're all very, very excited to make 2020 one of our best years ever. And Zodi, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with our listeners today.
Thank you again, Belinda.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.